Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, June 18th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Investor News Breaks, Nanovirucides, NYSE American, NNVC, highlights NV387 as broad-spectrum antiviral candidate for COVID and bird flu preparedness. Nanovirucides, Inc., NE, highlights NV387 as a promising broad-spectrum antiviral candidate for COVID and bird flu preparedness. NV387, designed as an oral antiviral, mimics heparin sulfate structures, making viral escape unlikely. The company reports that NV387 outperformed leading antivirals like remdesivir in animal models. Nanovirucides emphasizes its U.S.-based cGMP manufacturing readiness and ability to stockpile the drug, noting its potential for rapid patient recovery and natural immunity. The company's lead drug candidate, NV387, is planned for development in treating RSV, COVID-19, long COVID, influenza, and other respiratory viral infections. For more information, visit nanovirucides.com.
Healthcare Triangle Inc., NASDAQ, HCTI, launched its new subsidiary, Quantum Nexus, on June 16th in Kuala Lumpur. Healthcare Triangle Inc., listed on NASDAQ as HCTI, unveiled its new subsidiary, Quantum Nexus, on June 16 in Kuala Lumpur. This move highlights HCTI's dedication to advancing AI-powered digital healthcare platforms to meet global healthcare needs. Quantum Nexus, known as the future of healthcare powered by quantum intelligence, offers generative AI-powered SaaS solutions for the healthcare market. With innovative cloud-native infrastructure, automation, and AI integration, Quantum Nexus will drive HCTI's revenue streams. The portfolio includes Xyloy, an AI-enabled mental wellness platform, and Isovion, a hospital information management system. Leaders at HCTI emphasize Quantum Nexus's ability to provide actionable insights for healthcare providers, leading to faster diagnoses and improved patient outcomes. The launch in Southeast Asia aligns with Quantum Nexus's international strategy to meet the growing demand for digital health solutions in emerging markets. For more information, visit healthcaretriangle.com. Cure Alzheimer's Fund presents the Jeffrey L. Morby Prize for Exceptional Research. Cure Alzheimer's Fund has awarded the second annual Jeffrey L. Morby Prize to Dr. Andrew S. Yu and Dr. Zhao Sun for their groundbreaking research published in Science. The Morby Prize, named after Cure Alzheimer's Fund co-founder Jeffrey L. Morby, recognizes scientific publications that transform the understanding of Alzheimer's disease. Yu and Sun's paper details a method to study aged neurons without brain biopsies, offering new insights into Alzheimer's disease development. The $200,000 award will support further Alzheimer's disease-related research in Dr. Yu's lab. This innovative approach allows researchers to observe key disease features such as amyloid beta plaque buildup and investigate neuron intrinsic aging mechanisms. For more information, visit curealz.org.
Living near an ocean polluted by microplastics may increase cardiometabolic disease risk. A study of microplastics in U.S. coastal waters found that residents of counties adjacent to the most heavily microplastic-polluted waters had significantly higher rates of type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease, and stroke compared to counties near waters with low levels of microplastic pollution. Microplastics, tiny plastic particles from plastic waste, can be found in drinking water, seafood, and the air. More research is needed to understand how people in coastal communities are exposed to microplastics and to determine how much exposure is harmful to their health. This research, published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, highlights the potential link between living near heavily polluted waters with microplastics and chronic health conditions.
Baker Rights and Coercive Psychiatry. The Citizens Commission on Human Rights of Florida hosts monthly mental health law and human rights seminars. The Citizens Commission on Human Rights of Florida, an award-winning watchdog organization, hosts monthly seminars on mental health law and human rights at their center in Clearwater. These seminars cover topics such as the Baker Act, a form of coercive psychiatry used over 214,000 times in Florida in 2018-2019. Despite some restrictions, there were still 31,661 Baker Acts involving children in 2023-2024. The seminars aim to help attendees understand the legal context, laws, human rights impact, and unintended consequences of the Baker Act. For more information or to reserve a seat, call 800-782-7828. CCHR, established in 1969, works to eradicate mental health abuses and is recognized for its advocacy in mental health, human rights, and government relations.
Northwoods, Concord Counseling, and The Ohio State University launch groundbreaking behavioral health research project using CaseAid services. Northwoods, Concord Counseling Services, and The Ohio State University have launched a groundbreaking research project using CaseAid services in the behavioral health field. This 12-month project, funded by a SOAR Network Innovation Grant, aims to reduce burnout, increase staff satisfaction, and improve service delivery. Northwoods CaseAid services have shown success in child welfare, returning time to caseworkers, and boosting retention. The project will evaluate if these results can be replicated in behavioral health agencies by streamlining workflows and utilizing AI-driven operational efficiencies. Concord Counseling Services is excited about the partnership and believes it will provide new tools to improve services and reduce staff burnout. The project will be evaluated by Tom Gregoire from The Ohio State University College of Social Work, assessing outcomes such as staff satisfaction and financial impact. New podcast, Midlife Crisis, Bomb Drop and Beyond, hits 10,000 streams in first 90 days, tackles the untold truth of midlife crisis. Midlife Crisis, Bomb Drop and Beyond, a new podcast, has reached over 10,000 streams in its first 90 days. Host Trina Laird delves into the emotional storm of midlife crisis, shedding light on the behavioral shifts that can derail families and marriages. With a community of over 5,000 survivors, Laird aims to raise awareness and advocate for formal recognition of midlife crisis in the mental health field. The podcast covers topics such as smear campaigns, trauma in children, emotional abandonment, and the need for legal reform. Available on major platforms like Apple and Spotify, Midlife Crisis, Bomb Drop, and Beyond releases new episodes weekly, inviting listeners to join the movement for change.
State Roundup. Bicycle groups unite to put bike walk lanes in new Bay Bridge design. Maryland in line to get $90 million from Purdue Pharma. Dozens of Anne Arundel County biking groups are advocating for bike and pedestrian lanes to be included in the design plans for the new Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Maryland could receive $90 million from Purdue Pharma as part of a settlement regarding the opioid crisis. Maryland lawmakers are seeking answers as to why research at Fort Detrick remains halted. Human Services Secretary Rafael Lopez is working to move past DUI charges. AARP warns older Marylanders of pervasive scams targeting pensioners and government employees. Tara Jackson has been chosen as Prince George's acting state's attorney. State grants are benefiting library branches, including a new Park Heights branch. Howard County is becoming increasingly difficult for homebuyers to enter. Some youth are finding support for mental health through the Finch Self-Care app. Joe DeMattis interviews Bill Novelli, emeritus professor at Georgetown University. McDonough School of Business, Courage to Lead. Bill Novelli, emeritus professor at Georgetown University McDonough School of Business, shares his insights on leadership with Joe DeMattis. Novelli emphasizes the importance of purpose in driving organizational success, highlighting the need for a deep sense of mission beyond profit. He also discusses the value of humility, teamwork, and attracting top talent through a positive corporate culture. Novelli's approach to leadership is guided by courage, advocating for taking on challenges and fighting for what is right. Triple Latte Leadership, now part of D'Amato Strategic Advisors, offers tailored strategies in leadership development and organizational growth, with a focus on the healthcare sector. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.